Thank you and good morning. It's been more than a decade since rural counties like Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity have seen payments in lieu of taxes from Sacramento, but a new bill introduced into the state Senate could change that. Working to address PILT payments from the state level while federal lawmakers take on the issue in Washington, D.C., State Senators Jim Nielsen and Lois Wolk have authored Senate Bill 234, which would authorize more than $19 million in payments to timber counties. The $19 million are what is owed to rural counties by State Fish and Wildlife, and although the governor has authorized a resumption of state PILT payments in this year's budget, state lawmakers want payouts to begin immediately as smaller and rural counties work on their upcoming fiscal year budgets. The California PILT program was instituted in 1949 when the state began acquiring private lands for state wildlife preserves and wildlife management areas. A drowning victim has been identified. Jordan Christmas has more.
33-year-old Eureka resident Jonathan Mellon was the drowning victim identified from a three-person rafting accident near Oreck over the weekend. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has completed its investigation and determined that Mellon's death was accidental. Mellon and two other friends had planned on rafting down the Redwood Creek and started their trip at Stover Bridge, but Mellon got caught in safety lines near Redwood Falls and was pulled under. Mellon drowned before his friends were able to reach him, and then had to transport the body and their equipment 12 miles back to Oreck in order to call 911.
Thank you, Jordan. Four people avoided what could have been a tragic ending to an afternoon on the Trinity River on Monday after their boat capsized near Sugar Bowl Ranch. The quartet of boaters, two adult men and two adult women, were left floating in the river at the risk of hypothermia after their boat sank. One of the men was able to climb a cliff to a location where he could call for help, while the other three were left stranded on a ledge overlooking the river. Emergency personnel from the Sheriff's Office, the Salyer Volunteer Fire Department, and the CHP arrived on scene. A CHP helicopter dispatched from Redding lowered a rescue officer onto the ledge. The officer then placed each of the three remaining boaters into a harness, and they were each lifted to safety. Other than some scrapes and bruises and some mild hypothermia, the boaters all survived the incident, and none needed to be hospitalized. The Winter Livestock and Range Health Seminar continues today at the Agricultural Center in Eureka. The University of California Extension Series on Livestock Safety is the focus of the meeting, one of several that have been held around the state dealing with issues of cattle health, feeding, and care. Nancy Cavazangian of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance says consumers want safe, nutritious, and affordable food.
We talked about the noble dairy cow, and we talked about how, as the science and technology evolves, we're finding ways to make that cow more comfortable. It's good for everybody. The consumer realizes we care about the animal, that we're studying and researching ways to make that cow more comfortable. And, of course, it's good for the producer, too, because a comfortable cow is a productive cow.
Also, the Humboldt Del Norte Cattlemen's Association will wrap up the week with their annual dinner and dance in Ferndale on Saturday night. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department responded to more than 5,000 calls for service in 2014, a slight increase from the year before. The number of structure fires was down from 100 to 71, while mutual aid responses increased slightly. That's a busy year and a lot of fires for a city the size of Eureka, although with a town filled with wood frame construction, not unexpected. What can be surprising is how those fires start and how fire department personnel investigate those incidents and try to determine which are simply accidents and which are potentially criminal acts of arson. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods explains.
Part of it is witness statements. You know, was there anybody inside? Is it a vacant building? Had there been problems? And then if there is suspicion, then we'll take samples. You'll take samples of carpeting, flooring material, send those off to the lab, see if there's any kind of accelerant.
Woods also points out that fire is destructive and that reconstructing the site of a fire to determine its origins can be exceedingly difficult.
But it is a very difficult process. And after it's all over and you've torn down walls again, you've searched for hidden fire in various areas, you want to try to reconstruct what was in that room. So it's a complicated process, and it's very difficult to get convictions when it comes to arsons because, again, there's so many components and things that have been destroyed in the process.
Humboldt Bay Fire is investigating two recent residential fires as potential arson incidents. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.